Is everybody on?
There should be like a little speaker. Like you click on it to mute yourself.
Well, I'm muted.
Yeah, I'm going to unmute you here in just a
second. He's going to unmute you in just a second.
Is there a way to adjust the volume? I can't.
Yeah.
That's the unmute. You don't want to unmute yet, though.
So, Mary, for your volume on the side of the tablet, there should be like a long little button. If you just push it to the top, it should adjust the volume.
It'll add to volume. Is that better?
Okay, I'm muted.
Okay, let me check Margie really quick.
Ask everybody if they can hear you.
Can everybody hear me?
Okay, you should be able to talk now. Is he unmuted?
Yes.
Okay. Can everybody hear me?
Can everybody hear us?
Hello? Hello, Wanda.
Can y'all hear?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, they can.
They can?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I guess we'll get this thing started because it's 6:30. The City Council, City Blue Mound, will hold a regular City Council meeting Tuesday, April 28, 2020, 6:30 p.m. Council members will participate in the meeting remotely via video conference using Microsoft Teams app. Up to the first 30 minutes of the meeting, will be a public work session or staff briefing. Agenda list hearing. Members of the public may join a video conference meeting starting at 6:30 p.m. by clicking the following Join Microsoft Team meeting. Electronic copy of the agenda packet has been made available on the city website, and a recording of the meeting will be made available after the meeting date. Okay, we'll call this to order. Mayor's announcements. Darlene Copeland's, I think his father passed away, and she's not going to be present tonight. Also, when we do voting, it will be a roll call vote, and you'll need to vote on your tablet. Okay, we'll go to number 2. Discuss and consider Ordinance 548, amending the text of the Comprehensive Zoning Ordinance to allow automobiles, motorcycle, trailer sales, rental area as permitted use in certain areas, and require that lot size for automobile sales and rentals to be 33,000 square foot. That will be for anybody that comes in after this date, because the ones that are already there are grandfathered in. But this, the 548 is just like I say, it holds them to the standards of the Texas Motor Vehicles Division Plus. It says that they have to have 33,000 square feet if they apply for a license after today. So all I need is a motion and a second, and we can vote on this.
Linda, you need to unmute.
Okay, I make a motion that we accept number two as quoted.
Okay, Linda makes a motion to adopt ordinance 548 as stated. Do I have a second?
Mary seconded it.
Mary seconds.
Mary seconds.
Okay.
Anybody else vote for it?
Yeah, I guess I'm probably. Okay, we'll start the roll call.
Margie? Yes? Fred? Can Fred not hear me?
Fred?
Fred?
Hello, Fred.
Can Mary hear us?
Mary's off now. Or Mary's muted. No.
Can you unmute Mary? Mary said yes. She votes yes. Fred? So Fred's the only one we haven't heard from.
Yeah. Fred?
Can you chat Mary and ask her to ask Fred to respond?
This thing might have cut completely off.
Chat me.
I'm still on. I'm doing it.
Okay.
To go. Hold on.
Okay.
He can tell us his vote through yours. Mary.
He can?
Mary, he can tell us his vote through you.
Okay. Fred.
Fred, how are you voting?
Yes, I vote.
Yes? Okay. We got you.
Okay.
Okay.
Motion passes. Okay.
Fifth Amendment Declaration.
Okay. Discuss and consider Mayor's Fifth Amendment declaring local disaster and public health emergency. I'm sure y'all had a chance. Did y'all have a chance to read this? Or did that way I don't have to read all the way through this thing, but.
I read it.
Okay. The only change is that you made. Section 5, and it's these two.
The only changes that we did make is to declare declaration authorizing the city to take action necessary to promote health and suppress disease, including quarantine, examining regulating hospitals, regulating ingress and egress from the city, finding those who do not comply, but we're not finding anybody. But it's pursuant to 122.005 of the Health and Safety Code, including but not to limit prohibiting restaurants and dining services and self-serving foods. That will be until Friday when the governor takes over, because once the governor takes over, this goes out on Friday. Redistricting, gathering places no more than 10 people. Closed public and neighborhood playgrounds, they're back open now. They will be open, but encourage social distancing of at least 6 feet. Postpone use of city facilities for public and court activity. The court activity is till June 3rd. June 1st. So we won't be having court till then. We're waiving fees and associated online transactions to encourage the use. Suspending water shutoffs, waiving late fees related to city water accounts. We were going to suspend the bulk trash pickup fees, but that's worked in. But they did give us the dumpsters down there, and we provided flexible work location and additional paid leave for city employees. Required citizens to wear a mask in public and to prevent the spread of disease. And this will take effect April 21st, which it already has, and it will go into the governor's, takes over the 1st of May. And then the 15th of May, they will, what I understand is the 1st of May, it's 25% of your capacity, and after the 15th, it's 50% of the capacity. So that means the next time that we're having our council meeting, it will be in the city council, but we can only have 19 people, because it's we have 38 seats over there, but we can only have 19 people until June. Okay. Discuss and consider Mayor's Fifth Amendment. I just did. Local disaster and public health emergency. We'll need a motion to approve in a second.
Okay, Margie made a motion. Anyone second?
Mary.
Mary
seconds.
Okay.
Yeah, she got you. Place one, how do you vote?
Yes.
Place one votes yes. Place two, how do you vote?
Can you hear us, Fred? Can you hear us, Fred?
Sure,
he's on.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't see nothing, but I see Chastity. That's it.
Mary asked Fred how he votes.
Oh, Mary put it in the chat box, yes for me and Fred.
Okay. Linda?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Well,
it passes.
It passes. Okay. Okay. Next thing we're going to go over is discuss and consider ordinance 549 approving the extension of the mayor's Fifth Amendment declaration of public health until May 1st, 2020, allowing for the automatic adoption of all rules, regulations, limitations issued by Tarrant County and the state of Texas contained in an executive order or the disaster declaration issued by those entities for the coronavirus 2019 public health emergency is applicable to the city of Blue Mill and provide for penalty and violation under state laws. Ours will end May 1st, but we will still be under the governor's and the county judges, but this one here will be till May 1st, and then we'll go by whatever the governor has come up with. So I need a motion.
I make a motion we accept item number 4 as stated.
Linda makes a motion.
I'll second it.
Margie seconds. Place 1, how do you vote?
Yes.
Place 2, how do you vote?
Mary said in the chat, Fred, yes, Mary,
yeah,
yes.
Both. Fred said yes, Mary said yes.
Okay.
Motion passes.
And
Linda did.
And Linda, place 4.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, those motions passed. We will go on to consider monthly reports for 2020. Okay, I'll go over this pretty quick. If y'all got questions, I'll try to answer. This is for February before we got on this coronavirus. We had 176 stops, 87 citations, 82 warnings, and 7 citizen contacts.
That's police.
Okay, fire. We had a total of calls for the February was 23, 19 EMSs. With patients transferred to the hospital or transported to the hospital were 11. Fire mutual aid 2, fire alarm 1, smoke investigation 1. Total hours donated by the 18 members, 1,197 hours. Note, 10 citations were written to Carvana for blocking fire lanes. That will be the fire department report. February for the Public Works Department, the water system, we've installed all 10 Badger meters, so the trial run has begun. We will let you know month to month how that's going, but also all council members are on it. You can check it by your phones if you need to. Dee has got the way you can contact him, and he'll tell you how to do it. They had a few minor leaks on angle heads and bullhorns, but that's it. No water system repairs. No street repairs.
You still have the envelope, because I thought
no city hall report. The public works, we have hired a part-time person. Her name is Vanessa Rodriguez. She is bilingual. And the community center booking brought in $750 for the month of February. It was a new front door, along with new flooring, paint, and lobby area, has been installed down there during the coronavirus because we couldn't have anybody in there, and there's no park and creek maintenance. That all for the public works. Court. Pretty much right there in front of you. We have a total collection of $33,744 in February. And it gives you a layout of what everybody has done. Total collection was $34,714 last year and $19,820 this year. And a little bit of it's because of the coronavirus. And then the field activity report. Animal control is Blue Mound has had 5 cats impounded, 2 others, 13 animals registered, 13 at-large animals, 3 dead animals, 1 injured animal, PD assisted call out, animal cruelty investigation 2, vicious animals 6, trapped animals. Yep, trapped animals were 6, and vicious animals were 3. And the current pound fee collection was $2,700. Donations, $577.66. Volunteer hours, $167. Code enforcement, there's 25 contacts for high grass, weeds, 25 warnings give out, 25 abatements. Outside storage, 17 contacts, 17 warnings, and 17 abatements. Trash and debris, 30. Bulk pickup, 15, 15, and 15. No fence violations, no oversized vehicles, home repair permits, we're down on those. There was 5 contact, 5 warnings, and 4 abatements, and 1 citation. And...
Yeah, that's the next report, so now
we've got to move on this. Okay, so that gives us... that's done for our departmental monthly meetings. We need a motion and a second.
I make a motion that we accept the monthly reports.
Mary makes a
motion. I'll second it.
Linda seconds it.
Mary made a motion, Linda second.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Place 1, how do you vote?
Yes.
Place 2. Place 3.
2 and 3 say yes.
2 and 3 say yes. Place 4.
Yes.
Place 4 is yes, so that passes.
Okay.
Okay. Next is discuss and consider approval of February 2020 accounts payable. And they're right there in front of you. If you have any questions, you can ask. And Donna can probably give you an answer.
Okay.
I just got a couple I'm questioning, and it's the IWAP charges that are on page 2, if it's printed out, 36 through 40, if you're on your tablet. Is that so high because of trying to get everything set up for this new system?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Between the...
Okay. That's being paid for out of the money that we borrowed.
Between the Office 365, the iWorks, and the M-Code.
Oh, it's being paid out of the money that we financed to get all that stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good deal. The only other question I have is on page 43 or page 9, depending on where you're looking at it, the 24 by 24 recycle stickers, what are those for?
Recycle stickers?
I think they were recycle stickers that they put on the
trash can.
The
recycling bin.
Recycling bin down there,
so
which is completely full of cardboard right now. They're supposed to be coming to empty it. Was just a regular trash bin, so we went ahead and put the.
Oh, okay, just so people know it was recycling bin. Got it.
And they're supposed to be emptying it because today it was completely full of cardboard. I don't know who come down there with all the cardboard, but they put a bunch in it. Okay, anything else?
No, that's it for me.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions, comments? Just need a motion to pass.
I make a motion that the accounts payable be passed.
Murray makes a motion. Fred seconds that. Place 1, how do you vote?
Yes.
Place 2, how do you vote?
Accept.
Place 3, how do you vote?
Yes.
Place 4, how do you vote?
No.
No. Okay. Motion passes. We'll discuss and consider approval of February 18, 2020 meeting in minutes.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes from the February 18th, 2020 meeting minutes. I'm not sure what I just said, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Linda makes a motion.
I second. Mary seconds.
Mary seconds. Oh, okay. Place 1, how do you vote?
Yes.
Place 2 and 3, how do y'all vote?
Mary and Fred, how do you vote?
I'm searching for Mary. Did y'all get that?
No. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Got 2 yeses from Mary and Fred.
Okay. And then Linda, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay. That passes. I will adjourn this meeting, but I'm going to say one thing. I hope we can have our meeting in our council chamber next time. Thank y'all for dealing with this, and I thank everybody for putting this together. It was hard to do, but at least we got it done. Thank y'all.
Meeting adjourns at 6:55.
I'll sign these. Thank y'all for putting them.